This is CICK News. The city of Terrace currently lacks a dedicated withdrawal management facility. Medical detox services are limited to 2 inpatient beds at Mills Memorial Hospital, prioritized for alcohol withdrawal management, with additional acute care available through the emergency department. Beyond hospital-based services, the community relies on fragmented options such as outpatient programs. Northern Health has recently purchased a building at 4837 Keith Avenue to establish a new community withdrawal management facility as part of the provincial Road to Recovery model. This facility will require renovations before operation, with timelines to be determined following a full assessment and planning process. This represents the first dedicated withdrawal management site in the area, addressing this critical gap that previously forced residents to travel to Prince George for specialized detox services. I spoke with Sean Buitage, the mayor of Terrace, as well as BC's health minister, Josie Osborne, about the future of this project and the wait to get here.
My name is Sean Buitage, and I am the mayor of the city of Terrace. I think there's a catastrophic need for this kind of help. Terrace has the second highest overdose rate next to the downtown east side in the province. And we've been working hard with government to push for more detox and treatment. And we're glad to see some movement on that with some of these projects. And the Red Road to Recovery is one of those pieces that we're super excited about.
Red Road to Recovery is located about 40 minutes outside of Terrace and is a privately owned facility that currently offers 12 residential recovery beds. In addition to the new detox facility in the old UNBC building, this is a big investment in mental health services in Terrace. The two facilities serve different functions, with the Red Road to Recovery focusing on longer-term recovery and the new facility aimed at detoxification.
So what's happened is the provincial government has bought the UNBC building from themselves, so the Northern Health has bought it from the Ministry of Advanced Education, and they are going to renovate the building and turn it in and start by turning it into detox, which is, you know, we haven't had dedicated detox in the area. We've got little pockets of it all over the place, but not dedicated.
And so otherwise, typically people from Terrace were being sent to Prince George.
The problem is they were going nowhere and not being have afforded the ability to detox because there was nothing for them. Because the reality is before you can go to treatment, you need to go to detox. We've got small pockets of detox, but we've never had a dedicated detox space. And this is what this is now. So it's like, you know, you might have a couple beds at the hospital. You might have a couple beds at Seven Sisters and things like that. But now we've got, well, we don't have it yet, but we're going to have these 10 beds, one location, team set up just for these folks.
You touched on this about the toxic drug crisis hitting Northern and specifically for this conversation, Indigenous communities the hardest. So how will this investment specifically reduce overdose deaths in the Skeena region?
This is an important part of the fight, really, against the toxic drug crisis. It's a ever-evolving crisis as new contaminants are added into a toxic drug supply. It's everything about separating people from that toxic drug supply, helping them get onto alternatives that are safer for them while they stabilize, and then getting them into treatment so they can deal with the root causes of addiction and being able to help them on that journey to medically withdraw from a severe addiction issue, whether it's drugs or whether it's alcohol, and being able to have that happen under the supervision of trained professionals, of clinicians, is really critical on that path to healing.
And that way folks can detox, and then we can get them off to treatment, and even if they're in other locations, even if they're not in Terrace, because the big piece missing was this. And if you don't have detox, you can't get people to the supports until they do detox. So having that in the community, it, to me, is life-saving, because the building is going to have to go through some serious renovation. And as we all know, that it was needed yesterday, it wasn't needed today, and it's not needed tomorrow. But unfortunately, it's going to be a little bit down the road until we see this happen. We're really appreciative that the government has finally stepped up and is trying to move forward on this. I don't, in the whole scheme of things, I don't know if this is enough, but it is a darn good start. And you need to start somewhere. So I'm really glad that we're going to see detox come to dedicated detox come to Terrace.
We know that programs are important to be delivered right now. And the mental health and substance use community programs available for assessment and treatment and referrals for adults still exist. There is an office in Terrace, and they can be contacted for this. There is a Northwest Outpatient Withdrawal Management Team, the NOW team, which is a new outpatient withdrawal management team that launched in Terrace as part of Road to Recovery. That's available for people. There are still dedicated beds down on in the Island Health region that offer withdrawal management for people from the Northwest. But of course, you know, again, that's one of the reasons why it's so important to move towards a facility in Terrace, is so people can stay close to home. And those are some interim beds. Those are expected to be operational in 2026, so this year.
The new Seven Sisters Mental Health Facility in Terrace has officially just opened. Staff and residents moved in on May 5th of this year. This expanded facility nearly doubles the previous size. It also provides long-term rehabilitation and recovery programs for adults with serious mental health challenges. This facility is part of the Mills Memorial Hospital replacement project.
Is the this building and this site, is this also supposed to be open and operating this year?
No, it's going to take a little longer than that. And again, Northern Health needs to get into the building that's currently occupied by UNBC. So those programs will leave. Northern Health will take over the building. They'll be able to undertake that assessment that needs to be done for planning the renovations, making sure it meets that healthcare facility standards. And once we know more about what those timelines are, we'll certainly be letting the community know, because I know people are anxious to see this program up and going as soon as possible.
Thank you to Mayor Buitage and Minister Osborne for taking the time to speak with me today. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.